Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hope that you have enjoyed that beautiful song right after we got blessed by the good news coming from the anointed one himself. That's Bishop Cyril Helepi right here on Thursday Life with me, Godfumai Bienet, brought us to exactly 24 minutes to 7. And on that note, we're going to welcome that day, Elias Shamat. I'm not sure if we have our guest this evening. We'll be having a guest this evening. And Dr. Matla, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Dr. and good evening.
Yes, we continue with that topic of couples, you know, budgeting together, which is a very, very interesting topic. And of course, you shared with us some interesting testimonies of, you know, people who most of the times don't do these things together. And it ends up, you know, coming back to haunt them later on in their lives.
Yes, indeed. If you lead different lives under one roof, it ends up in tears. If you don't discuss your budget, the couple obviously is going to create more problems, especially when they fund.
Yes.
Yes, and then we have got a guest tonight who is going to share her experience.
Okay. Should we start with her? I think we should start with her. Eh? What do you think? All right. And her name is Mrs. X. She's already on the line.
Yeah. Okay. Her name is Carol.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Carol X.
Yes, she's such
a... Hi, Carol, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. I think we should start with you first. What do you think?
Okay, yes, no, it's fine.
Savumalana bagit?
Yeah.
Elias, savumalana khotsi?
Yeah, is she audible enough?
I think she is.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Carol.
My name is Carol, like I said, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much. Now she's loud and clear. Crystal clear. Yes. How did you meet with Elias?
Elias is one of the advocates that he assisted me with what I was going through in my situation in terms of my marriage when I was separating with my husband.
All right. And Dr. Matla, how did you meet Carol?
One of her colleagues is a astound listener of Radio Pulpit. So when she was going through hardship, she referred her to us, and then we met with her, and she was in a dire strait at much after we have assisted her. But I'm glad that she's here to share her experience, of which I believe that many listeners are going to learn from her experience.
Carol, I think you can go ahead, ma'am, and share your experience with us.
Oh, yes. My experience that I encountered, I've been in our marriage for about 17 years. The first 8 good years, and things like were going well for us because the communication between us in terms of finances, they were open, and then we'll do budget together, and we'll discuss household things together. And then, you know, like it was a nice godly family, and then raising our children as well in one household. So the issue that occurred is when that they assessed us at the home. So he initiated a message about Jehovah to do his own finances by himself and not sharing like with us as a family like we used to do. I think maybe it was influenced, maybe because an external for sure influence, I'm not sure. Because it was an issue out of nowhere. And then the conflict the decisions were that Alamo had to study finances because he wouldn't participate hands. And then the other issue between the two of us, now I was earning more than him. because of our working environment. So kinahana gore those type of complex le tsona di contributile, but initially it was not an issue because we share one household and then we share everything together. Ntse di tsadile go ba le mathata when we started to do the budget by himself and all his expenses and then by himself. So yena na sa tshola a participate and then that it contributed and then it became strenuous in our marriage, especially on my side because I would carry the load by myself financially and then I had to take care of all of the household. So basically that's my story.
Okay. That's a matter. Would you like to add?
Yeah, let me just add on the little details so that I can put things into perspective. She's an accountant by profession.
Okay.
She works for a parastatal.
And the husband is?
Husband works at the tire shop, you know, where they do wheel alignments and balancing.
Oh, okay.
So the salary difference is over 30,000.
The wife earns 30,000 more than the husband?
Yeah, the wife earns more than 30,000, more than her husband.
And for how long has she been earning this much?
For quite some time. As he said, as he has explained that in the beginning, when the marriage started in the past 7-8 years, it was never an issue because she would come with her salary. Let's say, for example, she was earning 40,000, she would bring her 40,000 rent, he would bring his 7,000 rent to the table. And then they would budget together and do everything together. But after 7 years, the husband said, no, I don't want to participate in this. I want to manage my own salary, that 7,000 rent.
Okay. So, ma'am, were earning way higher than your husband and you still submitted and respected him. Wow.
Yes. I mean, you know, that's the advantage Ali Khudile under the grace you are both born again. Because you get those teachings from church and then with this family support, lead the prayers. You it's something that you grew up and then you are being taught. I mean, submission is from the word of God. It's one of the things that one needs to consider. Plus, and being part of the marriage, I mean, you want your partner also to grow. So the main thing, you don't focus on your partner's present situation, but you project and see them like growing in the future because that's the main reason I'm here for you to grow.
That's a matter.
Yes, and for the mere fact that together, they managed to buy a nice suburb.
What did they manage to buy? Your line is not clear. That what did they manage to buy?
A property, a house.
Oh, okay. All right.
In the nice suburb. And then she managed to buy a vehicle for their family as well. You know?
Okay.
And then it was driven by the husband. I mean, he was, you know, like giving that honor. And respect that a man deserves. Yes.
And then, mathata simologile mo kae, where did problems start more, Carol?
This started when he said, "I yena ubata ko manage the finances sa high banks."
No, I know that part. But how did that contribute to the situation that you found yourself in?
Yo, it was so strenuous. It was not nice because he wouldn't partake as he's supposed to. Because natural ladding, so knowing for it, I'll carry it.
Okay, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Oh, okay. Yo, that's a much.
Yeah.
Can you believe what is a woman speaking? Straight to the point, Baba. Straight to the point.
Yes.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Yes, we can go.
Yeah. Like to add on to what she's saying. What she's about most is that obviously being an accountant, she has the report to submit at work and so forth. So the work was Monday. So she was expecting the husband to assist her in the house, like for example, attending the parents' meetings at school, taking care of the kids before she arrives and so forth. But now she had to be the sole provider in the house, take care of the kids, assist the kids with the homework, cook, play wifey role and then do the report at night and so forth. So she says the workload was a bit too much because she was not getting any assistance whatsoever from the partner.
Hmm. What was the husband's reason for doing that, Carol?
He was not really clear about it, why all of a sudden, why I decided to pull out and to fight. Now thinking that he, that influence for sure, I told him, when you come from study card, you discuss the things, everything with your, like with your wife.
All right. That's a what do you think?
Well, as you know that we are very experienced in this, in the sense that we come across such cases. It's like, it's the same script, different characters. Because most of the cases that we dealt with are the same situation whereby where the husband far less than the wife. And the wife is submissive to that particular husband. But you find that the husband is not cooperative. He's not participating in the raising of the children, even though he's given all the honor, glory, and respect that he received, that he deserves. So, and it is true what she's saying, because most of them will complain that the husbands get outside influence, like from friends and families, to say, hey, you are living with the woman that is aiming far more than you, she's going to control you, and so forth. And then he comes with these outside influences into the house, and then he wants to be bullied, and so forth. And then he ruins everything.
I get you, sir. And what's the situation like at this time?
Sorry?
What is the situation like between you and your husband at home?
It made things worse because body issues are body complex. All of a sudden, you're no longer that person as you are respecting. And like you get so confused, like how low should you stoop low? Like what do you need to do? How do you reach out? It became so difficult. And it because the participation is no longer the same like it used to be.
Well, under the Samata, what's your assessment at this point? Is there any progress? Have you managed to talk to the two of them?
This is what happens. Initially, it started as a divorce. If my memory serves me well, the husband was initiating a divorce. And then he stopped in the middle. But because he moved out of the house and the wife didn't know where he was staying, so she said, I can't live like this. I'm still married, but I don't even know where my husband stays. So she wanted us to help her with the divorce. And then one important thing was that the husband was involved in a car accident at some point, and he was expecting a claim payout from the road accident fund. And he was telling her that when I receive the money from the road accident fund, it's mine and mine alone. I'm not sharing anything, you know. And indeed, eventually, he received his money. He received around 570,000. He was expecting over R1 million, but we don't know what happened to the rest. Perhaps maybe the attorney took it or the medical costs absorbed the money. But he received in hand about 570,000 rand. So out of that 570,000 rand, the wife hasn't received a cent or the chief, don't know, a cent from their father. And he's still away since he left the house.
Well, he hasn't come back.
No.
He has been away for quite some time. But there's been contact, like talk about the kids, but he doesn't do anything financial. Even to come and see the kids and do the fatherly thing.
So, Dr. Samata, what is it that we can learn from this case, more especially those that are listening right now, and they might be experiencing the same situation where the wife is anymore, the wife is submissive and all that. Those who haven't really listened to the negative sources or forces that are against marriages, yet. What is it that they can learn from this situation to prevent situations like this from happening?
I would say, according to my experience, 95% of the women that are earning more than their husbands actually do not complain about that. Most of them don't really have an issue. I'm talking about the people that I've consulted with, that are those are like medical doctors, the engineers, the accountants, you know, the professional people, the bankers. They don't have a problem. They're actually submissive to the husband. It is the husband at a later stage who becomes something else, who no longer participate in the household, who decide to go astray because of outside forces, because of advices. So my take on that is that, look, you as an individual, you have to develop yourself as well. Because some women, like Carol here, at some point, she tried to organize a business for her husband to say, look, you've been working in this industry for years, so I can help you to establish your own fitness center, because you know this business. You know, I've already arranged a site for you, everything for you. So please take this opportunity. So in other words, she was trying to develop him, but he refused to be developed. So I'm saying those people who have been fortunate to get the wife like Carol, please reconsider to what you have to do as well, and improve on yourself as well, your skills and everything else, so that you can be able to live in harmony in the house.
Yeah. 8:07 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Carol, talk to women that are earning more than their husbands and they're disrespecting them. They're making their lives a living hell. Now that we are going through COVID-19 pandemic and all that, you know, the situation has actually made it worse, because some of them are out of jobs right now. They're not employed anymore. And their wives are the ones by law, they make matters. As a matter of fact, there's another story that I got. It's actually a testimony that I got yesterday. One of our listeners called. He was contemplating suicide. We'll talk about it later around 7:30 with Bishop David Malatse. So the guy was taking care of the wife and they were doing well until such time that I think the husband lost their job, and the woman went out of the house. Are Mona is useless. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. These things are real, Gamola. What can you say to women, more especially believers? I think we're not Upila baby, Lemon is.
Yes.
What can you say to women such as those, Baba and Juanan, where they disrespect their husbands, even though their husbands were taking care of them, etc.? Even those that are any more than their husbands and they are disrespecting them, and those that whose husbands have taken them to varsities, and when they come back, they see them as nothing.
Now, what I can say, if we can all go back to basics, our lives are actually rooted in Christ. So we need to practice 1 John 4, because if outside random, I mean, God is love, and if you don't have that love, the genuine love, to kind of the material part of it, let God be the center of everything, because come also, the same thing that you are doing to the other person can be done to you. So you need to practice what you want other people to do unto you. I would say that's not wisdom if another person, because Luena, I'm not sure if tomorrow, you know, no one is certain about tomorrow. So the basic thing, we need to build each other. We need to adhere to each other. Kana Colossians are, we need to pay each other's faults. So by so saying, we need to be patient with one another and pick it up each other. Because, I mean, as husband and wife, that's the other part.
I'm
saying that's powerful. Just to add on to that, in that movie, what I can say is that it is true that those husbands who have lost their jobs, or partners, male partners who have lost their jobs, even women partners as well, who have lost their jobs, at times, or quite often, they are ill-treated by their spouses. Because if you are an engineer, engineer or your whatever, you have been providing for your family all these years. The minute you lose your job, all of a sudden you become nothing, you become nobody. You know, if you have served tea with a cup and a saucer, now you are giving with a cup only, there's no more saucer. If you used to be served food at a table, now you are told that your food is in the microwave. You know, so now, people, as Carol is saying, do not know what tomorrow holds, because things, tables can turn. Remember the gentleman who won lottery recently?
Yeah.
After his girlfriend left him. As he walked out of the door, he won lot, 51 million, something like that.
It's a girlfriend, right? It's a girlfriend and boyfriend case, Hager. It's not husband and wife, Hager.
Yeah, if I remember all your video fair.
Girlfriend, yeah. Dola, I hope the guy doesn't come back. Honestly. I'm being honest, you know, here. Yes.
Yeah. God can bless the husband again and finds another job. Lucrative job or lucrative deal, after, I mean, for that matter. And then when he's earning decent income, do you come back as a woman when you have illiterate him when he was down?
Yeah, but be how about it? Don't know this one. They will come back. Hey. But a stranger? How are you, stranger? Hey, so quite the much I see. I didn't. Oh, good one, Daddy. Good one. So, yeah, it's a powerful Tonyan advice that the Shamat. Our listeners at home. I know that this is an ongoing thing. You are busy solving it. I'm not going to go into the details, Sahore, where to from here. And Carol, I know Hore and that Samat is busy helping you, but our prayer and our wish is that things will get back to normal, even to more than the way they were. I hope that the husband, wherever he is, will pray for him, will pray for you guys, that he'll find his senses and he will come back to you and your family. Yeah, because the enemy is against marriages.
Yeah.
Yes, Carol, what do you say about that?
No, that one, the devil came to steal, to kill and destroy. That is certain about it. So my other take about that, a family that came together, stay together.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Once you have that, that also contributes, because motu how we, like, same day. Utla gradually, so jana hana hore hopefully little certain things that mulling along bit by bit that sum up to the bigger picture. But if we can just put God being ourselves, that will take us very far.
Carol, relevuhile manetsu, and Samat, what can you say before Carol leaves us?
I'm saying Carol is. And be patient for all these years, and she still believes in marriage even after this.
How long has the husband been gone? Has been out of the house?
Since 2017.
2017?
Yes.
18, 19, 20, 25 years.
Yeah,
18, 19,
20, 21. Yeah, 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. Yo, it's a long time ago, eh? Okay, that's a matter. What do you say?
Yeah, and he left unceremoniously, because I remember at some point when he arrived, that is in 2017, when he arrived at home, Carol called me, when she came from work, he was in the house, and then he was attempting to beat her up, and then she managed to escape.
Yeah, no, that's bad. Yo, Nathari Nela Mudimu Fela Germanis. Yeah, no, Lebuhile Carol, thank you very much. I hope we will hear you very soon talking to women who might be going through the same situation as you, because I can see, I can feel her. You are a very strong woman. Mudimo of wisdom on what to do.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Irigitsebetsebe lenta tshamatla, eh?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, rere hom. Hey, Baba, rere hom refits. Yes, in closing, what do you say about this situation?
Yes, that what she said.
Let's look at the financial implication of the whole thing. The husband is gone for ages and all that. You don't do anything to secure yourself financially. Here you are married in community of property. What must be done? What is the best case scenario for you under this situation that someone, just to make sure that you preserve your children's heritage?
Okay, so now, in this case, remember the husband received over $500,000.
Yes.
From Rodix in the fund, and he... So...
You're breaking, Baba. Please move around for us.
Okay, am I audible now?
Yes.
I'm saying the husband ate over $500,000 alone. That he got from the Rodix in the fund.
Okay.
So, should he wish to divorce, or should she wish to divorce him, we will apply for the forfeiture of benefits.
Okay. So the 50-50 doesn't apply now?
Doesn't apply, no.
Okay.
So because she's paying the bond alone, she's paying for the car alone, or he's paying for his, she's paying for the car alone, she's taking care of the kids and everything else. So he can't come and claim her pension and half of the estate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heaven forbids the worst situation happens. I'm not giving you the example here, Carol, but under normal circumstances, the spouse that remains passes on, the guy comes back and they start to claim the things, they kick the children away, out of the house.
Yeah, it's sad, you know? It's sad when that happens.
Yeah, so it's not only 50-50 that is at stake here, it's also the security of the children, because the guy can come, or the guys can come with their amakwapeni and they kick you, their children, their own blood children out of their houses, and they bring those women, weird women in their children's houses.
Do you know what is the worst that can happen here? If Carol, God forbid, if Carol dies, that man is the surviving spouse.
Yeah.
He takes care of everything. He takes everything. He can kick out his own children and bring their new wife in the house.
Yeah.
And those children are gonna lose.
Yeah. No, thanks, Dr. Shamatla, for putting it the way it is, because that's a reality out there. So we need to be careful and real wise as serpent as the Bible says. But how about the more information that the Bakar Gra Gokai?
Bakar Tolamo on 67.
067? Okay, just a second.
226.
Okay,
067-226-5934. Is there a WhatsApp line as well?
Okay.
And the landline is
010-109-4982.
Or the info@marefi.co.za.
info@marefi.co.za. And Shamatla, thank you very
Facebook,
much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Shamatla and Carol, for that powerful testimony there. Well, we have actually overlapped. We are 3 minutes into the GBR hour. But anyway, we had to really talk about that. We had to really hear that Dr. Shamatla addressing such issues.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. Or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.